Nobody welcomes the arrival of an unexpected bill, a demand that you pay up within a few weeks. That's the situation facing a handful of European countries right now. The European Union has looked at its budget and recalculated the equivalent of its annual membership fees. Britain, Greece, Italy and the Netherlands have all been told they have to hand over more money, a lot more. In the case of Britain, $2.7 billion more, and it's been given 5 weeks to pay. The surcharges have been calculated after a review of countries' economic performance over the past 20 years. Britain's bill has gone up because its economy is bigger than previously thought. Bills never come at a great time, do they? But the timing of this one is particularly bad for London. The UK is discussing whether it should stay in the European club or pull out completely. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron is angry and says he won't meet the demand.
We need to make sure the Commission start answering questions about how on earth these numbers were arrived at. Because let me put it like this. Of course, in an organisation like this, if your economy grows a little faster or your economy grows a little slower, there are adjustments. And there can be adjustments every year. And we've seen them. Sometimes you pay a little bit more, sometimes you pay a little bit less. But it has never been the case that a 2 billion euro bill has suddenly been presented. And it is not acceptable. It is an appalling way to behave. I'm not paying that bill on the 1st of December. If people think I'm going to, they've got another thing coming. It is not going to happen. We are a member of this organisation. We've invested in this organisation. We're a leading player in it. And you do not, you know, join an association that suddenly thumps you with a bill for 2 billion euros 3 weeks before you've got to pay it. It is not an acceptable way to behave.
Britain's David Cameron thumping a lectern there with anger. Well, on the other side of this dispute is the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso. He says these are simply the rules of the club.
Of course, I understand the concerns that it has raised in London, but I mean, any person that wants to look at with objectivity and honesty to the rules that were approved by member states has to accept that sometimes these decisions happen.
Well, it's not just London. Athens has been given a bigger bill too. So I've been talking to the Greek MEP, George Kyrtsos. He says Greeks probably won't mind because of the help Brussels has given it over the past few difficult years.
Greece is a net recipient of the European Union budget. So it's not a big issue in Greece because we get net something between 2.5 and 3 billion euros per year. In addition, we get loans in hundreds of billions of euros from the Eurozone member countries in order to address the situation as far as the Greek public debt is concerned. So we cannot really grumble because the European Union supports us. I think the United Kingdom is about to pay the price of success.
Do you think, though, it could perhaps undermine support for the European Union in Britain, a country which at the time is having this national discussion about whether it should remain a member of the European Union?
Yes, I think the United Kingdom should remain a member. So we should avoid all the issues that create more problems in the relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union. Because one day we are talking about immigration rules. The other day we are talking about, let's say, the jurisdictions of the European Court. And now we are talking about the additional rebate. So the situation is getting confused. You need some kind of political management because Mr. Cameron tries, let's say, to keep the United Kingdom in the European Union by changing some rules, which is fair enough as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, we cannot turn the European Union upside down, and you cannot have, let's say, decisions taken by European bureaucrats that create additional political problems to the protagonists of public life in the United Kingdom. I mean, we should be kind of restrained and more careful.
So what will happen then if, say, a country like Britain or the Netherlands decides that they don't want to pay this bill? Would it be like if you don't pay your gas bill? Would Brussels send round the bailiffs?
I don't think so. I think eventually you will pay. The United Kingdom will pay. But, you know, you don't have to pay on the 1st of December. I'm sure you won't pay on the 1st of December. Maybe you'll pay later after the elections. Or, okay, we can survive as a European Union without the additional 2 billion euros.
Greece has just endured an awful lot of austerity, pay cuts, public sector job losses. That hasn't happened, though, to anything like that extent at a central European Brussels level, has it? So perhaps the European Union just needs to cut its cloth.
OK. You know, in Greece we have a large agricultural sector, heavily subsidised by the European Union. So, you know, I'm a Greek politician and I'll have to defend our national interests. And we need that kind of money because we owe about 325 billion euros, mainly to European countries, Eurozone member countries. So we have to be assisted in order to be credible and pay back our loans. So it's a give and take situation. I agree with you that the program that has been implemented in Greece was extremely tough, and we haven't seen a lot of positive results. But I don't think we should blame our European friends because we made a lot of economic mistakes.
Do you think the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, who we have heard seems pretty angry about this demand, is just perhaps being a little churlish, that this is one of the rules of the club and he should just pay up?
OK, it is one of the rules of the club, but we have to accommodate the United Kingdom. And we also have to accommodate France, because France is not very disciplined as far as its budget is concerned. We have to accommodate everybody, because otherwise we'll be in big trouble.
George Kitsos, the Greek MEP, there talking to me a little earlier from Athens.
For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.